We come to a very important session as far as our topic biblical separation is concerned. Biblical separation in prayer. This topic actually, when I was preparing and studying, came to me at the very last, but came very emphatically. And I found the desire of the heart of the Lord Jesus Christ in the prayer that he pray. And thank God that the Spirit of God has recorded the whole prayer for us to look into it. And this prayer gives so much of insight for us to learn of the heart and mind of the Lord Jesus Christ concerning each one of us. May I request you to turn to John's Gospel chapter 17 and look into your Bible. Look it little more carefully as we read these verses, because we know even in the reading of the scriptures, there is a blessing. So let us look into the scripture, John's Gospel, chapter 17. These words spake Jesus, and lifted up his eyes to heaven, and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee, as thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And this is eternal life, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou gavest me out of the world. Thine they were, and thou gavest them me, and they have kept thy word. Verse 7. Now they have known that all things whatsoever thou hast given me are of thee, for I have given unto them the words which thou gavest me, and they have received them, and have known truly that I came out from thee, and they have believed that thou didst send me. I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine. All and all mine are thine, and thine are mine, and I am glorified in them. And now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world. And I come to thee, Holy Father, keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Those that thou gavest me, I have kept, and none of them is lost, but the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. Look into verse 13. And now come I to thee, and these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them thy word, and the world hath hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from the evil. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. And for their sake, I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word, that they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. And the glory which thou gavest me, I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one, I in them and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me and hast loved them as thou hast loved me. Verse 24. Father, I will that they also whom thou hast given me be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory, which thou hast given me, for thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, the world hath not known thee, but I have known thee, and these have known that thou hast sent me, and I have declared unto them thy name, and will declare it, that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in them. Why did I make an effort to read the whole chapter? I tell you, this prayer is something that gives us the deep desire of the Lord Jesus Christ for each of His child, born again children of God, given into this prayer. There are two phrases I want to take your attention to in this prayer. If you look at verse 14, first of all, it is mentioned there that they are not of the world. Verse 14. The same thing is repeated again in verse 16. They are not of the world. About whom the Lord is talking there? About the disciples. About His followers. About everyone that named the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Over the years we are taught about one very specific thing. And you know what is that? That we are in the world. Though we are in the world, we are not part of the world. But sadly, what we see today is that the world is encroaching upon every individual believer, not only in their personal lives, but also in their families, and also in many assemblies. The world is entering inside, encroaching inside. And because the world has come inside, what is the sad picture that we see? There is no distinction between a child of God and the child of the world. There is no difference between the people of the world and people of God. The testimony of the people of God is blurred, spoiled, just because of one thing, because the worldliness has entered into the hearts and lives of men and women who even name the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Don't we see a challenge in this verse, in this prayer? That the Lord is twice telling in that verse, they are not of the world. They are not of the world. The Lord is telling that to the Father about each one of us. Probably you might have not paid that attention into this prayer. But as we see, I want to draw your attention to four phrases from this prayer, which gives us deep insight of the deep desire of the Lord Jesus Christ concerning everybody sitting here. If you are a child of God, this is what the Lord has in His heart about you and me. This prayer tells us, what does God think about you and me? What does the Lord really expect out of your life and my life? It is only John you will find, the Apostle John, talking about the word world number of times, whether in gospel or also in his epistles. He is talking about individuals. He is talking about you and me. And about us, what the Lord has in his heart is brought before us. If that is the deep desire of the heart of the Lord, then what should be my relationship with this world? What are the responsibilities that I have as I remain in this world? Just four phrases from this prayer I want to draw your attention to. And these four expressions that are mentioned in this prayer give us the insight on the deep desire of the Lord Jesus Christ. First of all, you will notice, out of the world. You will find it in verse 6 and also in verse 15. Out of the world. The second expression, not of the world. as we were talking now, not of the world. Twice again, verse 14 and verse 16. Third one, in the world. Three verses, verse 11, 12 and 13. Look at the fourth expression, into the world. Verse 18, just simple four expression as far as this world is concerned. Let us look at the first one. Come to verse 6. Verse 6, I have manifested thy name unto the men, which thou gavest me out of the world. Thine they were, and thou gavest them me, that they have kept thy word. The first thing the Lord is praying about every child of God. In fact, he is talking about his disciples that time. Those whom the Father has given to him. Initially, he is talking about those disciples, those who were with him, those who were following him. But if you look at and concentrate on verse 20, while we were reading that, not only the disciples that were with him are included in this list, but also those who will believe afterward. Thank God, you and I are part of that group of people who have believed afterward and have become the disciples and the followers of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Lord is telling, thank you, Father, for having given them to me out of the world. Can you think about that phrase for a while? My heart gets thrilled when I think about it. Out of the whole world, so many people, so many religions, so many people groups, it pleased God to give me as a love gift to his son. Let me write that word. Please remember, whenever you think of your life with the Lord Jesus Christ, you and I, if you are born again child of God, we are the love gift of Father to the Son. How that love gift had come to us, how did we become the part of that love gift? Because of the salvation, because of the work of the Savior in our life. Because one day, if you have repented of your sins, believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, confessed him to be as your Lord and Savior, given your life to him, thank God, you become the part of that love gift. And if there is anybody sitting here, if you have not yet accepted the Lord Jesus Christ, you are not part of this love gift. Think of that preparation of that love gift. He left his only begotten Son. He came into this world. He died for your sins and my sins. He bore the penalty of that sin upon his own body. He delivered us from this world, from the clutches of this world, from the bondage of this world, from the chains of this world. You are brought out of this world. I can tell you two words. Just remember Galatians chapter 1 and verse 4. The world is corrupt, and out of this world God has redeemed you and me if you are a child of God. Saved you, delivered you, Paul says, Galatians 1:4. And in front of that you can write Colossians 1:13. Brought out, but also brought in the kingdom of his dear Son. Galatians 1:4 goes with Colossians 1:13. Dear children, you and I, if we are children of God, the Lord says to his Father, thank you for that love gift. You are love gift, Justin. Vishal, you are the part of that love gift. Elisheba, you are the part of that love gift. I can take names of every one of you. What do you mean by part of that love gift? You know what is the benefit of that? This world is under condemnation. But since I am part of the love gift, though I am in the world, I have no condemnation of God upon me. Romans chapter 8 and verse 1. There is therefore now no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus. Not in Christendom. In Christ Jesus. though I am in the world, as a love gift to the Father, from the Father to the Son, what a privilege it is to know that I am not under the condemnation. Romans 8:1. If you read Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 3, I am not part of the children of wrath. All others are under the wrath of God, and I am redeemed. I am not part of that wrath of God. Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 3. Yeah, that says to us that we are no longer the children of wrath, but we are redeemed, we are saved, we are people of God. Think of that for a while. Should you not really rejoice and thank God for His great work that is done in your life and my life? Out of the world. But while in verse 6, He talks about having taken them out of the world and given to Him as the love gift, look at verse 15, what is praying for them? Verse 15.
Not pray that you should take them out of the world, but that you should keep them from the evil.
Did you get that? We are taken out of the world. We no longer belong to the world. But verse 15 says, Lord, Father, I am not asking them to take out of the world, but keep them there. Protect them there. What a prayer it is. He is not praying that we should be taken out of the world, but He's praying that we should be kept in this world, should be preserved by Him. What I'm trying to tell you is, we are the part, though in this world, we are privileged to have that divine protection of God for us. Divine protection. He is praying, don't take them out of the world, but protect them in this. Keep them in that. When I talk about that divine protection, may I tell you, children, you and I are very safe and secure in the hands of God because of the prayer of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father, for giving them to me out of the world, but don't take them out of the world. Keep them. Preserve them. He's praying for us. And when you think of this aspect, that tells us of the divine protection that we have as children of God. Does not the psalmist mention in Psalms 34 and verse 15, 3, 4, 1, 5, that the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous and His ears are attentive to their cry? Oh, thank God we have divine protection. Let me go to the next one. Look at verse 14. The Lord says, they are not of the world, as I am not of the world. Twice that phrase is used. As we talked yesterday, let me remind you, this world is not our home. Our citizenship is in heaven. We are only travelers and sojourners here, pilgrims. But as far as this world is concerned, do you know that this world is lying in the hands of the wicked one? The evil one is ruling over this world. Bible says he is the god of this world, small g. He is the prince of this world. He is ruling over this world. His authority is exercising on every heart and every minds of men and women through anything, any media that is possible, spoiling them to know and have relationship with the true and the living God. We are surprised when we meet our friends, how blindfolded they are. Truth is before them. All lies they are lying into, but they are not able to understand that that is lie, that is falsehood. Be it simple idol worship, be it the things that they practice in their life. Look into that. All blindfolded, because 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 4 says that the God of this age, this world, has blindfolded not their eyes, but their minds. Remember, not eyes. Had the eyes been blindfolded, they wouldn't have been able to see. but the minds and hearts are blindfolded. That means what? Even thinking has become blind, seeing has become blind, speaking has become blind, hearing has become blind, walking, talking has become blind, all through in the darkness. Why? That the light of the glorious gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ might not shine in their hearts. God of this age, Prince of this world, He sometimes transfers Himself like an angel of light. He is the Prince of the power of the air. Why these names are given to Satan? Just let me tell you, Prince of the power of the air. You know, these days everything is through the air. No cables. Everything through the atmosphere. You have your cell phones. Good. But he is ruling over this atmospheric medium and passing on such a lot of information, all filled everywhere. It has become very easy just to pass on one SMS to other mobile. SMS is one thing now, but things have gone very dirty and ugly these days with the word MMS. It has become very easy for young children to be trapped into such sinful activities. Look at the cable TV, or now the satellite TV. Look at the cell phones. Look at the internet. All through the web, hell a lot of information. I will say, explosion of information is there. You press a key, click a button, and the whole world is open before you. Gone the days when we were young and we were told that we should not go to theater because we cannot take the Lord Jesus Christ there along with you. Do you say the Lord is with you? Can you take your Lord with you in the theater? Gone the days. Now sitting at home, with a click of a button, I can be controlled by the Prince of the power of the air to do any dirty things in my secret life. And the Lord says, they are not of the world. What do you mean by that? I just want to tell you one thing in this passage is that when the world lies under the power of the Prince of the power of the air, you and I are redeemed out of it. If we are redeemed out of it, are we living a life befitting to that? Thank God, because He says they are not of the world. Then who are we? Listen very carefully. Who are we? We are His very treasure. Chosen people. Separated people. Look at the intent desire of the Lord Jesus Christ. You and I are, in other words, a treasure for God. He delights in your life and my life. That's how we began our class. Psalm 16 and verse 3. You are the delight. You are the treasure. There is only one thing that can motivate you to remember what Apostle Peter says in 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 4. That we are that inheritance which is incorruptible, cannot be defiled, cannot be corrupted. Yeah? There is only one thing that can motivate you to live a separated life. If I think myself as a treasure of God, separated from this world, why should I turn the treasure into trash? When you yield to temptation, when you yield to sin, when you yield to your companionship, when you use a filthy language, when you follow the ways of the world, you know what are you doing? You're turning the treasure into trash. Why should I do that? Oh God, I want to thank you because the Lord Jesus Christ says they are not of the world. You and I are not of the world. We are just passing by. We are special, peculiar people of God. Will you remember this in your mind? Just look at these two verses and proceed to the next one. Verse 11, 12 and 13. The third expression given there, three times the Lord says, they are in the world. They are in the world. They are in the world. The Lord knows that you and I are in the world. Look at verse 11. Verse 11.
Now I am no longer in the world, but these are in the world. And I come to you. Holy Father, keep your name in those whom you have given me, that they may be one as we are.
Did you get that? I am not in the world, Lord, Father, but they are in the world. What do you mean by that? I have finished my work. I have done the work which you gave me, Father. Now I am coming out of the world. But now he's praying. They are in the world. That means the Lord knows, having left us behind in the world, that the world is full of evil and wickedness. And the Lord is knowing that fact, that having left us in this world, He pleads to the Father that we might be preserved and kept by Him. Look at that verse 11. While He is praying for the keeping of you and me in this world, because He knows how evil that world is where He left us. Now He is going, but He left us. What is He praying there? There are so many things. This prayer has been a great source of comfort and strength to many saints. Through different angles we can meditate on this passage of the scripture. Something wonderful. I just want to show you a few aspects of that. In these three verses, 11, 12 and 13. Lord, Father, God, they are in the world. I am not there. What do you mean by that? You and I are not left as orphans. You and I are not left alone. What is He praying for? He is praying for one very important thing. That they may be one, even as we are one. Unity of believers with the example of Trinity. The unity that is in the Trinity is the expectation of the prayer of the Lord Jesus Christ. That same unity should be there in your life and my life. What do you mean by that? How do we apply that to our life? You know, very simple. You will find wherever you will find the ways and things are breaking apart, dividing, that is the work of the Satan. Satan breaks while God builds. Satan divides. Satan brings misunderstanding. Yeah? That's why he could easily do his work into this world. Satan knows that if two people come together with one mind and ask one thing to the Heavenly Father, it will be granted from heaven. If two of you agree and pray to me, I will grant it. Satan knows that, and he will not allow husband and wife to come together, father and mother to come together in one mind and one determination, one prayer. He will not allow two brothers to be together, two sisters to be together. Always you will have some influences from this world that something against one another will be always generated in our mind. Maybe through looks, maybe through hearing, maybe through watching, whatever it may be. Oh, this, she is like that. Oh, he is like that. Oh, this is not possible. How can I go with him? How can I go with her? This is not possible. This person is like that. That person is like that. He is dividing the people of God. Is there somebody that you are reminded right now with whom you do not have right relationship? Though they are children of God, that is right. With your mother, with your brother, with your sister, with your father, do you have right relationship? Set it right. It should begin in your life, right in your home. Have you ever offended mom, insulted her, spoken her back in a way that is not good for a child of God? Dad and mom who labor for you so much, but you have insulted them in your words, in your replies, in your behavior. Go and set it right. Just call on after this class and say, Mom, I'm sorry. I spoke to you that day like this. Dad, I'm sorry. You expected so much of me, but I never cooperated with you. I thank you, Dad, for your love. I thank you, Mom, for your love. Call on to a fellow believer with whom you are not living a right relationship. Make sure that the prayer of the Lord Jesus Christ in bringing unity in our lives, in our home, in our families, in also in our assemblies, really practiced in your life and my life. Don't be a part of those who make fractions and divisions. That's the work of the devil. He's praying that they may be kept one. Just write on a reference, Ephesians chapter 2 verse 13 to 16. The work of the enemy is to divide. Now look at verse 12. After you see verse 11, look at verse 12. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Did you get that? Verse 12. While I was in the world, I kept them. I was just thinking of that one little phrase and expression. While I was in the world, I kept them. little did the disciples realize the keeping of the Lord Jesus Christ daily in their life. The Lord says in this prayer, while I was there, I kept them. But did the disciples realize then? No. Had they realized, they should not have behaved like that. They should not have talked like that. They should not have forsaken him like that. They should not have betrayed him like that. They should have believed in him, followed him wholeheartedly. They did not know when the Lord was with them that he was also keeping them as a good shepherd, as a good comforter, as a good master, as a good Lord. He was with them. He was keeping them. He says in this prayer that while I was with them, I kept them. And little did the disciples knew about it. Maybe one example I'll cite for you. Come to Luke's Gospel, chapter 22. Luke 22, verse 31 and 32. And little do we realize that the Lord is keeping us daily in our life. He is protecting us. And you and I need to realize that he will preserve his people. Luke 22:31 says like this, Simon, Simon. Simon, Simon. When I read the such expressions in the Bible, when the name is taken twice, it is with that intensity. Can you read that word?
And Lord, sir, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan had desired to have you.
Satan had desired to have you.
That he may sift you as wheat.
Yeah.
But I have prayed for thee, that thy faith fail not, and when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren.
Simon, Simon. Maybe he's calling here now. Joby, Joby. Or any other name. I'm praying for you. I'm preserving. I'm keeping. Don't ever say, why is the Lord not watching over? Why the Lord is not caring for him? Because the Lord prayed for Simon, even though he betrayed the Lord Jesus Christ, the prayer was not ineffective. He repented and he returned to the Lord and he became a mighty vessel in the hands of God. Why? Because of the keeping power of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, they are in the world. That world is evil. I'm praying for them. Keep them. While I was with them, I kept them. But now I'm not there. But he has sent his comfort. The Spirit of God is with us, in us. If you're a child of God, you have another comforter residing in you. And to have him ruling over your life, you need to spend time in the Word. You need to spend time in prayer. You need to be in fellowship with the fellow believers in the assembly. You need to be regular in all these things. Then you will find the comforting power of the Spirit of God daily in your life. I left them in the world, but I have not left them as orphans. I have given them another comforter. Are you living under the grace and guidance of the Spirit of God? Or are you quenching the Holy Spirit? Are you neglecting his work in your life? Very important to pay attention. Listen very carefully. Not only that, but in verse 13. Verse 13. Why is he saying that I have left them in the world? Keep them. I kept them. And verse 13 says that their joy may be full. I can go on talking on this four terms itself. Let me come to the fourth one. In verse 18, he says like this, as thou hast sent me into the world, so I sent them into the world. What is that fourth thing giving us insight and thought in the prayer of the Lord Jesus Christ to live a separated life? Can you imagine? As the Lord Jesus Christ was sent into this world, he says, I have sent them into the world. What a dignity, what an honor the Lord has given to you and me. As he was sent, so are we sent into this world. Do we count that honor? Do we maintain that honor and dignity which the Lord wants us to remember in our life too? Or do we neglect it and take it very lightly? All that the Lord has in this world, beloved, he came with a divine purpose and he fulfilled that even to the death of the cross of Calvary. I just want to give three words. How did the Lord Jesus Christ do his ministry while he was in this world? So that we may know why we are left into this world. What dignity and honor is given to us. Verse 18, John's Gospel, chapter 17. Can you read it loudly? No, no. There. Number 2. Isn't it so dear, so great? As the Lord Jesus Christ was sent, so are we sent by the Lord Jesus Christ into this world. Did you get these four phrases? Very simple expression. But what a deep insight. You can still meditate and learn so many other truths. How did the Lord Jesus Christ live in this world and fulfill the divine mission? If we have an example and pattern of how He did, so we can do what He wants us to do in this world. Okay? There are three words I want to give. The key of the Lord Jesus Christ and His ministry. John's Gospel, chapter 5, verse 30. Just write down these three references. John 5, 30. John 7, 16. And John 8, 29. 5:30, 7:16, 8:29. 5:30. John 5:30. John 7:16. John 8:29, 2:9. Three things are mentioned in these three words. While He was here, everything that He did is according to the will of God the Father. First, will of the Father. Second, words of the Father. Third, works of the Father. His will, His word, and His works. His will, His word, my doctrine is not mine, but that which my Father has given me. Not of His own things, you know. Three things. Did you write down? These three words. Okay? His will. Secondly, His word. And thirdly, His works. That is the pattern for us to follow as we live in this world. What an honor the Lord has given. Do we dishonor Him? We dishonor when we do not do His will. We do not follow His word. We neglect and disobey. And we do not follow the pattern which He has given to us. Simple four expressions but teach us very precious lessons that we are only here in the world because He has left us to represent Him, to fulfill His commission, to make disciples of all the nations, and to be a good witnesses for the Lord Jesus Christ. Will you take it as a challenge? Maintaining biblical separation, seeing through the desire of the Lord Jesus Christ in this prayer, that He says they are not of the world. You have given them to me out of the world. They are in the world, but I am sending them into the world as thou hast sent me. Know this and live a different, separated life for the Lord in the days to come. And surely the name of the Lord will be glorified through your life and my life. The last two parts I just have to say and close. One, biblical separation in prayer. The next one is biblical separation in promise. When you read 2 Corinthians chapter 6 verses 14 to 18, you will find seven wonderful promises mentioned there. You are going to search it out. I will be passing on to you through the handout. Seven promises. What is the power, the done aspect of it? You know what is it? In same chapter, 2 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 18 and last part, saith the Lord God or the Lord Almighty. Saith the Lord Almighty is the word used only once. I repeat, that word is used only once in the whole of the New Testament, leaving apart the book of Revelation. Saith the Lord Almighty. In the original, that word is El Shaddai. It is addressed to the church at Corinth. El Shaddai means God all sufficient. Can you think of that? Because the Corinthians were doing and living all worldliness in their life, in their families, in their moral life, in their social life, in their church life. They had blurred the testimony of God, spoiled it, they have forgotten it. So the word comes with that power, with the name of the Lord God Almighty. Said the Lord Almighty. When you read 2 Corinthians 6, 14 to 18, you will find four precepts with which we began. You will find five questions to that, and you have seven promises there, but you also have the power to do that. Who will help me to do that? Not by my strength, not by my might, but thy Spirit, O Lord, I can do all things. Will you depend upon that God as you spend time with Him? He will give you that grace and power to live a separated life for the glory of God. I hope these studies have been a blessing to your heart. I tell you, you might continue a double standard life without living a separated life. You can still do all that others do, but the stamp of His approval will not be there. You will miss the rewards and blessings of God in your life. The basic criteria is to live a separated life, holy life, sanctified life. And then anything that you do after that, little in the name of the Lord, nothing will go amiss. You will surely have blessings of God in your life. And it's my utmost desire, as I pray for you, pray for me also, that in this world, you and I are known as from the group of people who were called wayward. You know what is wayward? Separated people. They have paid the cause of it. Today the testimony is blurred and spoiled. Who are the cause of it? Because the worldliness have entered. Because we have not pondered what even the Lord Jesus Christ is praying for us. Will you, some that are here, take a challenge and live a different life for the glory of God? It's my prayer that the Lord might help you as well as me in this day. Shall we turn to that text before we close? You have to write.